I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. The commission will be holding a public hearing and taking action on the proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year, which does begin this Friday. Reports say the city is facing several million dollars in a shortfall going into 2022. Here's more with Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs.
When we started the budget process this year, we actually projected out a preliminary $6 million deficit using fund balance. And obviously, that's not where we wanted to even start the conversation. So we whittled that down to four, and we have gotten it down to using only $1.9 million worth of fund balance.
One thing I do want to clarify here for people is when you hear the term fund balance, what is that and why is it important for a city to have that?
So fund balance is there for various reasons. You know, cities can and municipalities can kind of build that up in order to do, you know, some bigger projects and use it for bigger projects so that they don't have to go out for debt. Or they can use it for just this reason. You know, when times get a little bit tight, you can use a little bit and skirt around for another year before you have to really kind of be concerned about it. And this commission does have a fund balance policy. So, you know, they are, you know, entitled, you know, able to use it and still be able to have some reserves even after the fact. So it gives a little bit of guidance of when you can use it.
It's a public hearing tonight, so obviously folks will be able to come in and comment on it and some of the aspects of it. But the fiscal year starts up on Friday, so it's most likely moving forward tonight than one would expect.
Is it October already almost?
Almost.
Yeah. Yes, you are correct. So it would start on Friday.
So what are some of the things that were looked at to come to the, as you say, the whittling down from six to four to about 1.9, all of that? What were some of the big things looked at in terms of maybe some projects for the immediate future?
So, yeah, so there are some projects that were, foregone, and there's some purchases of equipment that actually were put on hold. And so this isn't saying, hey, we're not going to do them. It's going to say, hey, we have to look at years out and maybe, you know, project this out a few years. So there are some bigger purchases, like I said, for equipment that, you know, were put on hold. And there are a few things around, you know, in the general fund that we're going to tighten up on.
We're talking with Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs this morning. Tonight, there is a meeting of the Marquette City Commission. It is at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. Big item on the agenda tonight is a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2022 budget for the city. There are some shortcomings in that. But also on the agenda tonight is adjustment to the budget for the end of fiscal year 2021, which is wrapping up now. Just from what's going to be looked at in terms of that, what's going to be, is it a bookkeeping maneuver for the end of the year? Is it addressing these revenue losses? What is it?
It's a little bit of both. So this is something that it is done every single year at this time because we're closing our books. We said, oh, okay, we're doing better. We have to do a few things. But looking forward to the next year's budget, we decided that we were going to kind of tighten up a few things and make sure we ended this year with no use of fund balance. And that's important because that resets that trend, because we were using fund balance for quite some time. And now it says, all right, start fresh. Let's not use any and end this year completely balanced.
So I have to ask you, it sounds like a simple question, but probably has a lengthy answer, is how did the city get to this point? There's been a lot of conversations about various development projects in the city over the last few years about looking to make up for lost revenue from some projects like the We Energies power plant shutting down and all of that. How did we get here now that you're looking at this, you know, a few million dollar shortfall going into 2022?
Sure. So let's touch on those developments for a moment here. So those are considered investments. So we all know that when we invest in something, we put some money down a little bit or we forego some revenue, and we'll see that's return in future years. And that's important because that will build our future stronger for our taxable value. However, we did have quite a few properties that, they came off the tax rolls or they had a little bit negative impact on our taxable value. And, you know, when those did, you know, occur, like we said, the We Energy property, we were very fortunate in those years immediately that we had some one-offs. We had some property sales. We had some grants that came through. We had a little bit of cushion there because we were very, very lucky on some of those. But now we're trying, you know, now we're seeing those effects. Now we're having to address those effects that, yeah, we've had some taxable value loss, and we need to really kind of look at fixing that.
Okay, so as we wrap up here with you this morning, the budget that will be looked at for fiscal year 2022 tonight, that we'll have a public hearing and action, is that a set in stone document?
No, so that's important. I'm glad you asked that. So the budget we're passing tonight, hopefully, what we're putting up for approval, is not the budget we're going to end with. We do review the budget frequently, and we do at least quarterly reviews and reports to the commission, but we do intend to be be looking at this and making adjustments as we go, because we know that there's things that will happen throughout the year that we can kind of either, you know, help or, you know, watch and see what it actually does to our budget.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission is at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers in Marquette City Hall on Barraga Avenue. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.